Well, thanks for joining me. Let's pray the chaplain. If you're on hold, I'll do my very best to get you on. And maybe you've got somebody that you're in business with. Maybe it's a sibling or a child that needs prayer. Why not send them a quick text or an email and say, hey, join us. They can listen on the mobile app at Relevant, maybe the station you're listening to, on the web if they don't have either of those. And certainly join us in this prayer. I mean, every day our prayer family here gets larger, and our voice, I think, is amplified before the throne of God. And, you know, we're so grateful for so many answered prayers that we see and so many positive intentions that are coming in. Let me start today with this. This is a little bit longer, but I'll just share with you. This person says, hey, Drew, I listen to chaplain and I pray with you. I've become a true believer. I'm a practicing Catholic. I want to share that my son, who had an addiction to crystal meth and to marijuana, you know, he began stealing from home, including money, and he'd sell items he stole from us just to feed his addiction. I had to make a tough decision. I asked him to leave, and he didn't get help. He didn't go to a rehab center. He refused, so he was on the street for about 2 years. I mean, this is the worst nightmare for any parent who has a child. And I pray to God, the Lord, to hold back, you know, just grace me with not having to ever make a decision like that. It is so hard. Send your child this tough love, and sometimes that's really what it takes. Her son was homeless and on the street for 2 years, a drug-addicted child, right? He was in and out of jail for minor things until he was finally told to be released if he did a six-month rehab program. So she ended up praying the chaplet of divine mercy, right? She begged God to hear these prayers, and she says he agreed. I was very happy. He was finally going to change. She says, unfortunately, 2 weeks later, he left the rehab center, then had a warrant for his arrest. He was again stopped police. He ran, another negative on his file. He was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison. He called me, and I told him I wouldn't help. And I got to respect this mother. It's hard to do. I have a friend who battled heroin, and he was a young kid. He ended up selling it to feed his addiction, and he ended up doing all this time in jail. And he told me when I was with him, I wrote about him in my book because he was a divine mercy miracle. He was literally freed from his addiction, miraculously healed. He said to me, Drew, if I was arrested just for a year, it wouldn't have been enough. It was two, three, and it was after the third year that I really realized where I went. And I really believe it was the prayers of his mother. It was the prayers of the chaplet that brought his freedom and his liberation. So this mother's going through the same thing. You know, she said, you know, he'd have calls to me. I continue to pray for him, Drew. I continue to trust in God's mercy. He started to read the Bible. He took a study course. Later, he told me he was leading the prayer group. I visited him now as much as I could to support him. I sent him books on St. Faustina and the Divine Mercy Chaplet, books on everything. He now became a firm believer in the chaplet. He served one complete year. I took him back in our home, and with all kinds of rules to follow, he agreed. He is now... It's been exactly 3 months, and you know, he's finally got a cell phone, applied online, and she says he's a changed man at 27. And I just have to thank God. Thank you for the times I got through to your phone line and to your listeners who prayed for him, because those prayers were answered for my son. I am so thankful to my Savior and to my God for granting me this miracle for my son. He is clean now for a year and 3 months. He's on the right path, and as you say, keep asking for prayers, and I'm asking for prayers for him that he'll remain strong and successful. May God bless you, Drew. Thank you for the hope and for the prayer. P.S., he's very spiritual now, reads the Bible and the chaplet, so we'll continue to pray for him. Pray for his continued conversion. Yeah, you know, first of all, I want to pray with his mother and every mother and father who has a child that's addicted, because it's a tremendous cross, tremendous. And she had tough love is a hard thing for a lot of parents to demonstrate. But she relied on God's, you know, on his mercy. And she knew that if she prayed and was faithful to God, that her son somehow would get better. And sometimes it gets a lot darker before it's darkest before the dawn, they say, right? Sometimes you have to hit rock bottom before you can stand up again. You just got to be willing to walk through that valley, you know, that valley of death, knowing that the Lord is with you through it all. He'll get you through your financial problems. He'll get you through your medical problems. He'll get you through those relationship problems. He'll liberate and free those children of yours in bad relationships and addiction. He'll hear your cries for conversion. I absolutely believe that. 1,000%, I do. Put your trust in the Lord. Continue to pray. and miracles will take place. You just got to be patient. You know, pray for that virtue too. Pray for the patience, because our time is not God's time. I want my prayers answered instantly. I'm sure you do too. Sometimes the Lord really wants us to wait, but in the end, you will rejoice in the goodness and the mercy of God. I'm praying today with my colleague, Maggie. She'll take your prayer intentions on Twitter too. She'll bring them to air, and you can simply go to @DrewMarianiShow and send us your intentions there. And Maggie, I know you always have intentions that are coming in. Anything you want to start off with?
Just prayers of Thanksgiving this Advent, Drew. I'm praying that Christmas Novena, the St. Andrew Christmas Novena.
Gosh, you're so good. So much better than me.
Oh, stop. So I just want to lift up anyone that is also praying that God would hear our prayers.
I will lift them up for sure. A couple intentions came in. I'll make them very quick. This one says, you can include my dad, Warren, in the chapel. He died on the 12th. It's the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Pray for our family, too. My mother, this is incredibly difficult for her. She navigates life after they were together, Drew, for 70 years. I mean, 70 years. Cannot imagine that. Unbelievable. Another person says, can you pray for my husband? He almost died of COVID in 2020. Our lady brought him back home to us, and he's been back to work, but he's struggling now ever since he's gone back. He's been off work almost 3 weeks for medical reasons, trying to figure out what God's will is for him and how our family can remain financially stable. We're praying for peace and for mental and physical health for our family, for several other adult children who are living at home. All right, well, let's lift you up. We'll take all these intentions, and everyone who's praying with me now, to the throne of God. We'll go to the foot of the cross, and we'll ask God for his mercy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell on the third day. He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. And I would just like to pray for everyone I promised to pray for, but in particular for those who are going through the dark night of the soul, those who are despairing right now, those who do not feel God hears their prayers or he is close to them. I want to pray for those who are carrying really heavy crosses right now and they don't see any reprieve. So I want to bring those souls to the Lord. And we'll take our first call today. Go to Tim, who's praying with us in Lisbon, Wisconsin. I love the towns in Wisconsin. I say it all the time. Hey, Tim, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. I have three intentions.
Sure.
I'm in desperate need, financial need, the end to abortion, and for the souls in purgatory.
Okay. Let's pray for all those very generous intentions, and we'll pray for your finances. Maybe after the chapel, I'll talk a little bit about that. But Lord, I just ask for your providence. I believe I've seen it. You've allowed me to suffer and see your abundance so that I can testify to others. And Tim, God hears these prayers and he'll surprise you the way he can remedy those financial situations for him. And I just pray right now for that blessing that Tim needs and everyone who is underemployed and unemployed and behind in their payments and drowning in debt and see no way out. It can be anxiety filling and overwhelmingly depressing. Really can be. So Lord, I just ask you, intercede for those souls. pray for our country. Pray for the souls in purgatory, in particular those who've gone before us. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, our next call comes from Janet, and she's praying with us in Chicago, Illinois. Hi, Janet. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I would ask for prayers for a dear friend of mine named Peg, who is suffering such a deep depression. She's been hospitalized a couple of times and is now about 1 week into a 60-day residential program for depression. She's blind. She suffered a lot of loss in her life and is just in a really dark place. So I ask for prayers for her. And also for a good friend who has problems with kidney stones, painful for guys, certainly, and also those with any kind of rare disorders and disorders that are difficult to diagnose. Thank you.
God bless you. We will pray for all of those intentions, especially the health. But I do want to pray for those who are suffering depression, those who today are despairing. And you know, I was just reading a quote from St. Faustina not too long ago. I was spending a little time, with the diary, and I came across just a beautiful exchange with the Lord. And the Lord said to St. Faustina, "O soul steeped in darkness, come and confide in your God, who is love and mercy." You see, and he calls that over and over again to souls to come to him, to trust in him. He says, "What joy fills my heart when you turn to me. You are weak. I'll take you in my arms. I will carry you to the home of my Father." He wants us, like a loving child, just to put our hand in his hand. Let's do that right now. I pray for all those who just are so overwhelmed by their circumstance, those who are absorbed in just misery right now, those who need financial blessings, physical healings, we just heard, but especially those who are depressed and anxious and filled with despair. I bring you these despairing souls as we pray. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, before we go to Steve next in Illinois, let me invite Maggie to share your intentions. And again, I just want to remind you to do this. You know, when we're off the air, you can go to @DrewMarianiShow. Or @DrewMariani. Send us your prayer intentions to the show, and Maggie will bring them to you in the third decade. And send me your answered prayers. God hears your prayers, as miracles will take place in your life, make sure you send me an email, drew@relevantradio.com. Mark it answered prayer or praise report or whatever you want, but make sure I see it because I want to share those with others. A lot of those coming in every day. Maggie, what can we pray for?
Patricia wrote to us, Drew. She said, "I'm offering the chaplet for the conversion of souls, especially those of my sons." Mm. She says, "And also for anyone who might die unexpectedly and unprepared, may God have mercy." Florentino wrote to us and said, "I'm praying for special intentions to see a breakthrough in my life." Ronald wrote to us and said, "Prayers for strength. I'm overwhelmed at work, financial stress, every aspect of my life at the moment. Nick is asking for prayers for an increase in devotion to Saint Joseph, and that he might bring us closer to Mother Mary and Jesus. And lastly, Matt wrote to us with an update. We've been praying for Father Bill John of St. Catherine of Siena in Wake Forest, North Carolina. We prayed for him a couple of times. He had a heart attack almost a month ago.
Oh, wow.
He says, "I'm happy to report he's off life support and has been moved out of the ICU. Praise God. Prayers for continued healing."
Wow, that's fantastic.
Isn't that great?
That was a lot of prayer. I mean, a lot of prayer coming in from people all over. How could God not hear our prayers? That's what I often think. You know, the Lord hears these prayers. He hears them. All right, well, let's take Steve, who's praying with us in Illinois, to add him to our third decade here. Hi, Steve.
How you doing, Drew? I just want to thank you. God bless you guys for the work you do over at Relevant Radio. It's really appreciated.
I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, so I'm calling in. You know, I don't want to sound selfish, but I'm asking, you know, if you could pray for my family and my wife, too. She's pregnant. She has, like, an at-risk pregnancy.
Wow.
And then living in, like, Chicago, there's a lot of bad elements out in the streets. So one of my sons, Dominic, he's kind of, you know, enticed by with the gangs and some of the drugs. And I pray that, you know, he can be delivered from all that.
Dude, I'm sorry. I really am. Look, I'm glad you called. And, you know, you have a right to pray for your family. I mean, it's your duty, really, as a father and as a husband. And we're here for you, Steve. We're going to pray with you.
Yeah.
And we're going to pray for your family. All right? We're going to pray especially for your son. I mean, he's at that age, you know, and boy, you know what it's like to be his age. And so many of those influences can be enticing. But let's put him in the mercy of God. Let's cloak him right now. I want to pray for your wife. All right. I want to pray for that pregnancy. I want to pray for you. You continue to be that wonderful leader and husband and father that you are, a man whose heart believes in the power of prayer and trusts in God and his mercy. And God will honor that. Believe me when I tell you that. God will certainly honor your prayers. Lord, I pray for his son, though. I pray for my sons. I pray for his son. I pray for all of our children. And I ask for divine protection, as I've seen many times. I just ask that by your precious blood, you wash over this boy, you give him clarity of thought, conviction of heart. You send angels to guard and guide his path so he will not get caught up in the vices and the temptations of the area in which he is now exposed. And I just ask you, solidify this family and allow them to continue to be witnesses for others. And I pray this for every family right now who's got a child that's maybe running with gangs or dealing with drugs or battling addiction or in illicit, immoral relationships. I pray for those parents who are overwhelmed by their own circumstances. I pray for those troubled marriages. I pray for those complicated pregnancies, Lord. I pray for that mother who finds herself now pregnant and is thinking about ending that life. I just give you these intentions. I give you the cries of all of your children. As I pray, Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Next call comes from Marie in the City of Angels, Los Angeles. Hi, Marie. How are you today?
Hi, Drew. Thank you so much for all you do. Thank you. I'm praying for all the souls in purgatory.
Beautiful.
Especially everybody on earth who has no one to pray for them. I'm struggling with an addiction on and off, and just kind of lack of hopelessness, and I'm just praying for everybody that feels that way. Thank you.
Well, we're with you. I will remember you, Marie, in my prayers, okay? To hang in there. Stay the course. And, you know, one bit of advice just came to my heart as you were speaking. If you can, frequent the sacrament of reconciliation. I sometimes think so many of these addictions, yes, they're rooted in chemicals, imbalance. They could be psychological. They can be a result of soul wounds. They can be a result of all sorts of things. But there's a grace that comes in that sacrament. There's a healing that comes through the sacrament of reconciliation. And when you fall, get back up. Go to that sacrament. God will give you the grace. And we're going to pray for you now. Lord, I take her by the hand to the foot of your cross. And Heavenly Father, I just ask that by the passion and death of Jesus, you fortify her. You allow her to rise above that temptation and those addictions. I pray for all those who are struggling with proclivities right now, Lord, those weaknesses, whether it be drugs or pornography or compulsions or addictions, whatever it might be. I bring these souls to you, Lord. I ask you to break those bonds, to vanquish whatever dark spirit or force might be there, to heal whatever emotional, psychological, or soul wound there may be. And I pray, Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, our next call comes from Tom. He's praying in Illinois. Tom, good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. How are you?
Hi, Tom. Okay.
I'm calling for my, I got three intentions. First one is for my nephew, who's battling MS, and right now he contracted COVID. And with the MS, he's got so many lesions that I think we need the Blessed Mother and our Lord to try and get rid of these lesions for him, because anything is possible with our Lord, my Father and Mother. And then I pray for my friend Jim, who's in the hospital with cancer, and my nephew who's battling drugs right now. I think we all need the Blessed Mother and God our Father to help us.
Well, we're with you. We are with you. And, you know, these seem like impossible situations, don't they? But they're not. I mean, with God, all things are possible. We just have to remember that. We have to pray with that confidence and with that faith. You know, the Lord told St. Faustine, he says, "My child, don't be discouraged. I know your boundless trust in me, and I know you are aware of my goodness and mercy." So he says, tell me everything that weighs heavily on your part and on your heart. And Faustina would do that. We're called to do the same thing. We are in that same relationship with the Lord. He loves us just as much. So if you are discouraged, trust in the boundless mercy of our Lord. Tell him everything, the big and the small, the little. I talk to the Lord all the time. He knows everything. I give him all the, you know, book, chapter, and detail. Talk to him about everything. I encourage you to do the same thing. You know, Lord hears our prayers. And I'm convinced that when we pray together like this, that there's special graces that flow, that there's healing, there's liberation, there is freedom from the problems that plague us. Stephen in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm kind of new to the Relevant Radio.
Good.
My mom kind of got me onto this. I've been going through a very tough time. My wife has filed for divorce. Oh. And we've got three children, ages of 11, 9, and 7. We're having a very difficult time with this. My wife, I feel like is just kind of being controlled by the evil one right now. And she's just having a very hard time finding out what she really wants in her life and out of our life together, I guess. So I'm just looking for some prayers of hope through this dark time.
Well, brother, I'll be praying for you, okay? I know Maggie is. We've written your name down, and I know our spiritual family here is going to pray for you. I can't imagine what it's like to walk in your shoes, to have those beautiful children. I just had lunch with somebody today whose wife left him, went to another country with her child, and it was just devastating for him. Let's pray for you now. And I'm glad you found us. I don't think it's a coincidence. I think God wanted you to discover Relevant Radio. I think he wanted you to discover the power of this prayer. And I'm convinced that if your marriage is sacramental, and I'm assuming it is, that by the grace of that matrimony, by that sacrament, that these prayers are going to resonate and be heard. You know, Lord told St. Faustina in her diary, it's diary entry 420, he says, every soul believing and trusting in me will obtain that mercy they ask for. And I know this is a prayer the Lord wants to answer. I know it's a prayer that he will answer. I am convinced of that. The Lord said, anything we ask in virtue of this prayer, right, it'll be granted to us. If it's according to his will, he wants sacramental marriages together. He wants children freed from addiction, right? The Lord will hear and he will answer these prayers. He'll bring back that loved one that's away from the faith. These are the things that the Lord will hear and answer. I will defend as my own glory every soul that says this prayer, he says. He's given us so many promises. He says, souls don't know the scope of our Lord's mercy. They don't pray for big enough things. Lord, I pray for this healing of this marriage now. I pray for all these calls that have come in and all these souls who suffer in such powerful ways. And I just intercede on their behalf, and I ask by virtue of my humble prayers and those united with me, you allow many answers. We turn to you now with that confidence and trust that you seek. We pray, Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
And Stephen in Sheboygan and Mike in Goodwin, South Dakota. I didn't get a chance to get to Mike's call on the screen here, but he's praying for a friend who's having marriage problems as well. There's a great organization out there called RetroVi. Do a quick search for that. I never remember the website. Maggie, I know you know.
Helpourmarriage.org.
Helpourmarriage.org. Check out these resources because sometimes God uses the natural in an extraordinary way, in a supernatural way to bring about healing. So check that out and see if your spouse or that the person who most needs it can maybe explore that. But we'll continue to pray. Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady Queen of Heaven.
Pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help.
Pray for us.
Mother of Mercy.
Pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful.
Pray for us.
Our Lady Reconciler of Peoples and Nations.
Pray for us.
Saint Joseph.
Pray for us.
Saint Faustina.
Pray for us.
Saint John Paul II.
Pray for us.
Saint Peregrine.
Pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escrivá.
Pray for us.
Saint Patrick.
Pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sopochko.
Pray for us.
And Saint John of the Cross, Saint Teresa of Avila, and Mother Teresa.
Pray for us.
They all went through the dark night of the soul. And I'll share what they went through too. If you think you're going through a tough time, they've walked the walk. All you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
Stay with me. I'll be back. Let's address that issue and more.
Relevant Radio runs on horsepower, your horsepower. Donate any vehicle and keep your station running. Join in with thousands of other listeners who have given their unused vehicles at relevantradio.com/car.
Divine Infant Jesus, I know you love me and will never leave me. I thank you for your close presence in my life. Miraculous Infant, I believe in your promise of peace, blessings, and freedom from want. I place every need and care in your hands.
You're listening to The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, coming up, you know, I hear all these intentions about financial hardships and difficulties. And I do want to spend a little bit of time just addressing that because I know what that's like. Been through it. I've been blessed abundantly and I have been stripped. So I know what it's like to have and not to have. And I can speak honestly about that. There's a novena that starts this Friday. And I'm going to give you an early reminder of it. You'll probably hear about it again. It's a novena to the Infant of Prague. Okay. And I'll get you all the details. So grab a pen and paper and I'll bring you up to speed on you know, why that's so powerful. And maybe I'd love to hear from you too. If you, for some reason, have turned to that prayer and you were financially blessed, you know, and God came through in a miraculous way for you, it's known for its blessings financially. I'd love to hear your story. You can always join me, 888-914-9149. But I was just thinking about, you know, the last caller that we had from Sheboygan, whose wife's leaving him. And we had so many people today calling in with anxiety, with despair, right? It'd be just overwhelmed with their situation. And with health, right? I mean, a lot of these situations all often are rooted from that. I think something we often ignore can be the spiritual component to health and to disease. You know, what did Christ do before he healed, right? I say this a lot. He cast out darkness, right? He cast out darkness before a cure was effected. How do you do that today? And Christ exercised, right? He exercised those demons, and then he brought about healing. They say that one sacramental confession is worth more than 10,000 exorcisms. You meet Jesus Christ himself in that sacrament. If you're having a problem that persists, that plagues you, that you cannot rise above, you're begging God for cures and answers, and you've not been to confession in a long time, I really want to encourage you to go ahead and get into that sacrament of reconciliation. There's a lot of things. Illnesses can evade a remedy, right? And I think if there's a darkness around a person, and I got to be careful about how I say this. I don't think illness just comes from the spiritual. I think illness comes from what we eat, what we're exposed to, a whole litany of things, right? There's bacteria, there's viruses, there's all sorts of things. But I do think you have to look at the spiritual in certain events. And it's just a different perspective for you to digest. I think if you live a life of sin, I mean, what does Scripture tell us about those who unworthily receive the Eucharist, right? You eat condemnation, you eat death upon yourself. So that says that when you are in sin and you brush up against something like holiness, there's a precipitation of a physical malady, death, right? That you eat condemnation. You got to be careful with this type of stuff. So is it possible that if you're living a sinful life and you're plagued by depression, anxiety, some sort of other malady, there can be a spiritual underpinning to it? Now, it's not the case in every illness. I got to say it again and again. I don't want people getting the wrong picture here, but I just want you to contemplate this. You know, it's not to indicate that non-physical, you know, aspects of many there's a lot of psychological elements behind a lot of this. And if it's not the psychological that causes this, could a spiritual force exacerbate your bodily shortcomings? Can the demonic get a hook into an injury that you have, into an emotional or psychological wound that you have? You're darn right he can. Satan hates you. He is your enemy. He knows your weakness. He wants to exploit it. He wants you sick. He wants you down. He wants you depressed. He wants you to despair. He doesn't want you to believe that God can heal and liberate, that he can restore, that there's a brighter future for you. That's, Satan doesn't want you to hear that. So pray that you don't somatize. That is to let your fears and emotions manifest in a physical affliction. God's a great physician, right? He is. Every cell in your body, every breath you take comes from the life force of his spirit. And that force can heal anything. He can heal anyone. I want you to know that. Again, I go back to what I always say. Confession, that's the sacrament of mercy. That's where spiritual healing comes. I believe I also physical healings. You know, I've had on the air here in the past, just to tell you how powerful that sacrament is, a woman who was actually blind, she lost her vision, and she was encouraged to go to confession. And in the confessional, she was miraculously and totally healed. Her sight came back and her hearing came back. She was losing her hearing as well. Absolutely an amazing, amazing story. That's how God can work. We got to do a couple things. You got to cooperate with God. You got to cast off resentment. You got to cast off unforgiveness. Who aren't you forgiving? Who hurt you and you just are not going to let that go? What person hurt you in a past relationship or did you wrong in a financial relationship? You know, who wounded you somehow? You know, resentment, unforgiveness, you know, it can wear on you. You start a journey of health, do a life review, and start loving and forgiving anyone who has hurt you. I have a friend of mine who's now an exorcist. He tells me he goes to confession now on a weekly basis. And with his spiritual director, he's done something which is kind of interesting. And I go to confession, right? He went back through his entire life. And he says, the more I go to confession, Drew, the more things begin to manifest to me. I mean, I remember things I did when I was a teenager and other things I'd never really confessed, but now come to mind. And as he liberates himself, as he frees himself from these past attachments, he says, I can't tell you, my health is better. He says, and when I go into these exorcisms, you know, when I engage in this spiritual battle, this warfare, there's almost a greater strength or power. He says, because I think the Holy Spirit can work through him in a more powerful way. Also, God can go back and reverse your clock. Let's say you smoked, right? You a smoker? Right? Go back. Ask the Lord to forgive you for polluting the temple, right, of the Holy Spirit. Right? Cast out spirits that might be associated with nicotine. Ask him to pervade those lungs of yours. Ask him to heal those lungs, to soak yourself in holiness. Cast out the spirit of addiction to tobacco or to nicotine, right? To marijuana, whatever it might be. Ask God to do it. He'll do it. When you're pure inside, entities aren't comfortable. Jesus called them what? Unclean spirits. The foul doesn't mess with the clean. Doesn't mesh with it either, right? Doesn't want to be there. Work on your spiritual cleanliness. And watch what happens, right? Your angels are there. St. Raphael is the angel of healing, right? The medicine of God. If you drank too much, right? You're a big partier, you enjoyed it in your day. Maybe ask God if you're having liver problems. Maybe your blood chemistry is right now. Maybe you know there's some of those issues that you've got to elevate it right now. If you ate the wrong things, ask God to go in and heal your colon. You know, ask him to heal your stomach. If it's obesity, maybe you know, ask him to heal whatever's out of balance in your body. Maybe it's gluttony that led you to that point. Ask him to liberate you from that vice. If there's a genetic weakness, ask the Lord to reconfigure those genes. He can go back in time, right? Do a life review of your health. Pray over each organ, you know? Ask God. Ask him to protect you from future problems, right? For the non-physical transmits to the physical. And it's grace that heals, I think, through deliverance. So look how many times I said Christ cast out those demons, those unclean spirits. You know, then healing took place. Ask God to do that for you. It's often the spiritual garbage inside us that attracts flies that carry the disease that fester within you. All right. So I'm a big believer in this. St. Teresa of Avila, you know, she says it's not a radiance which dazzles. You know, the light that gives us life, she's referring to, right? It's not the radiance that dazzles. She's about a soft whiteness, an infused radiance, she says, which without wearying the eyes causes them the greatest delight, nor are they wearied by brightness, which they are seeing in the divine beauty. You know, those who have these near-death experiences, I don't want to diverge too much here because I have to take a break. They often, when they come back, they see a light that is so bright. It's more brilliant than 10,000 suns, and it doesn't hurt the eye. There's a purity and a power in it. And final thought here, and I'll come back and maybe talk about something else, but if you allow that light to be dimmed, right, to be blurred, to be obstructed, you know, when you do that through things that you pollute your body with or through the despair that you give into, That's when I think a lot of sickness, emotionally, psychologically, and physical, take place. So God's the great physician. In that deep quiet, listen to him. Ask him to reverse, you know, the curse, the pollution, the evil, to set you free and to bring about healing. And I promise you this, he will. All right, I'll be right back.
The hope lives here. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
We receive hundreds of your phone calls every day, all thanks to the Catholic Order of Foresters studio line. Our sponsor offers flexible life insurance and annuities. Visit relevantradio.com/Forester today. An Illinois Life Insurance Society, not available in all states.
Live, coast to coast, a look at life you'll never get anywhere else. The Drew Mariani Show is on Relevant Radio.
That's a classic tune, huh? A little Queen there. Such a good bumper. Hey, it's good to be with you. Thanks for joining me. I'll share a quick story with you, and I want to get you introduced to something that has, you know, I've fallen in love with, because I think it this prayer was answered for me. On the 16th, it's 9 days before Christmas, there's a very powerful novena that begins to the Infant of Prague. And quite often I remind people this on the day of, but I want to give you a little heads up just so you can download the prayer, get it ready, or share it with your family, or maybe say to your spouse, hey, we need to pray this, or maybe the people in your small business, you know, maybe you're struggling right now to keep it open. This might be an answer to your solution. And you've heard my story a million times, but, you know, prior to getting into talk radio, I had a totally different career. I always thought I'd anchor television news somewhere. I got into production work. I loved it. Really enjoyed what I had. I had the blessing of a couple homes and cars and world travel and beautiful family, and really didn't need anything or want anything. And when God decided that that chapter of my life, that opportunity, that school of learning that I was in was over, he shut everything down. And I had projects. I had a documentary I was working on. This is 20-some years ago. $250,000, you know, already budgeted for it. The money's in. The investor pulled out. That went away. And project after project went away. Things got shut down. Things got so hard for me. I prayed all the harder. I wonder where God was. Lord, why aren't you hearing my prayers, right? And I got to the point where, you know, when I finally broke and was on my knees and let everything that I had go and decided, Lord, whatever you want is what I want, I did what I call the trifecta of prayer, okay? And this is, I turned to three people, and I think this is a really powerful combination. I went first to Our Lady, because in Scripture we see how she went to Cana, right? When she was at Cana with her son, he performed his first public miracle thanks to her. So she's a powerful intercessor, and all the saints had devotion to her. I went to St. Joseph, who provided for the family. As a father, as a husband, I felt this incredible need to provide for my family, and who better? Who would understand that more than anybody else? And then finally, the third person I went to was the Holy Child, right? The infant. And I did a 54-day rosary novena to Our Lady, a 30-day novena to St. Joseph, all this going at the same time. And I prayed this novena to the Infant of Prague. And I'll tell you what, my prayers were answered in miraculous ways. Not only did God's providence come in, and I'm going to write a book about this one day, because it'll be an inspiring story, especially for anyone who's going through a difficult time. God's providence came through and manifested in unbelievable, unbelievable ways. New opportunities opened. And ultimately, here I sit today with you, because this is where the Lord wanted me. So if you're struggling financially, if you need a real miracle in your life, I want to encourage you to track down the novena to the Infant of Prague. And Maggie, maybe we can put it up online at Twitter, at Drew Mariani Show. If you follow us, you'll find it there. Okay, at Drew Mariani Show is a great place to do it. If you've prayed it before and you know how efficacious it is, give me a call, 888-914-9149. It has been truly miraculous in my life. And if you ever have a situation where you need a prayer answered quickly, try praying this novena, okay? You can pray for 9 days. If it's an emergency, you need the answer today, try the 9-day or the 9-hour novena. Some people do it every hour. And it's a simple little prayer, and I won't share it on the air here. We'll post it on our Twitter page. But I'll give you a little background on it, too, coming up in a second. But before I do that, let me go to Youngstown, Ohio, beautiful part of Ohio. David's listening there. Hi, David.
Hello, Drew.
Hey.
I just wanted to give a thanks to Relevant Radio and you and all the programs there. It's really helped me out in the last few years. I have had a hard time getting back to confession, but in preparing for that confession, yesterday I finally went. We had a special program at the parish where several priests got together, you know, to offer spiritual confession. And I did go and, you know, wow, sat down with Father and bless me, Father, for I have sinned. My last confession was around 40 years ago.
Wow.
And I went and, you know, confessed my sins, and I was kind of worried about it. I had some medical problems the last few years, and I was wondering if I was going to get the message across. But as I was trying to, you know, convey my sins, you know, that absolution just was a definite weight off my shoulders. Wow. And I just hopefully pray that I can continue to, you know, follow the Lord until the day I die.
What a beautiful testimony. David, two things. One, what kept you away 40 years? Well, why didn't you go to confession? What
was it? Well, I'm kind of ADD in just the general mm-hmm. life and society, and I've had a lot of problems and that I've had to deal with in my life, you know, not to belabor illness and certain things, tragedies in my life that I had to deal with. But not that I thought I left the church, mm-hmm. but, you know, in essence, sometimes, you know, you do. You have excuses with work and your career and trying to, you know, do your obligations, you know, and it's tough. But I did. I finally got it done. And, I through the help of Relevant Radio, I've overcome a few addictions and, have been faithful at Mass for a while now. So I encourage everybody now as the holidays is, you know, take step and go and return to our faith. With all the crazy politics and all the craziness in the world, I even though sometimes I struggle with some of the things in the leadership of our faith, mm-hmm. the doctrine is solid.
Amen.
You know,
amen, brother.
And that's the whole thing.
Yeah, let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater, right? I'm with you. Let's not leave Jesus for Judas. I love it. David, I'm so happy you are back. I am so grateful that you responded to the Holy Spirit, and I love what you said. You felt like a weight was lifted, right? That had to be just an extraordinary experience. I'm so happy for you.
It was. All right.
Well, God bless you, David. Yeah. Thanks for the call. Thanks for sharing that with us. Love it. And if you take his advice, if you've been away, 40 years he was away from the faith. 40 years away from the sacrament of reconciliation. Try it. Go back. You'll feel that same weight lift, that same darkness, that same depression and anxiety that may be becoming you. Go ahead and just try it. Sarah's listening in California. Sarah, good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Thanks for taking my call. You asked about the Infant of Prague Novena.
Yeah.
So when I was a child, my sister was very ill. She had problems with her ears. They thought she would be permanently deaf. She has perfect hearing today.
Oh, wow.
And my mother used to say the Novena to the Infant of Prague, but my sister would have an episode, and she didn't have 9 days. So she used to set the timer on her stove for every hour. Say it once an hour.
That's great.
And now she has perfect hearing. Her doctor wrote up an article for the Harvard Medical Journal to talk about it. And
Sarah,
so it's a very powerful prayer.
Sarah, can you do me a favor? Can you mind writing the story down and send it to me? I'd love to share that on the feast day of the Infant of Prague as well. I think it'll inspire a lot of people. And just email me.
I will try to do that, too.
It's drew at relevantradio.com, and just say Infant of Prague Miracle on it or something. I see all the emails. I just don't want it to get buried, okay?
I will do that.
Sarah, thank you.
I will do that. So thanks for everything you do.
Oh, you got it. God bless you. Thanks for your kind words. Stay with me. I'm back right after this.